Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the pregame with Matt and Jax.
This is the pregame. I'm Matt.
I'm Jax.
And here's our football podcast for the week. Lots of crazy stuff happening this week with football. And it's not just COVID-related because we have the Michigan-Ohio State game canceled. Rumors that Harbaugh looking for another job in Michigan, offering him a lower contract with better incentives. And Ohio State potentially missing the Big Ten championship, which we won't talk about now, but we'll cover it a little bit later.
Right. There's a lot to cover this week. So much so that we had to divide everything up into two podcasts, which we did the first one earlier this week.
Which really, you know, it's not that much more work. It's just what we would talk about walking back and forth between our studios anyways.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. What was it last week that we were seeing at the office watching football, and my wife was just like, you should just record what you're saying right now.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it was all over Mitch Trubisky's fumble that cost them the game, basically. But it was a great sequence.
Yeah, it was. And we weren't even arguing. It was dissecting. And she's just like, is there a mic in here? Because the announcer just said the same thing as us. But anyways,
yes.
Aside from our wisdom and everything that we know here, let's take a look at the best matchups. This is a great football weekend. We haven't had a really good football weekend in a while.
It's been a minute.
I mean, last week, the entire weekend was overshadowed by the Coastal Carolina boys taking on BYU. It's a little better this week. We've got number 9 Georgia taking on number 25 Mizzou. And this is do or die for the Bulldogs. If they want any type of bowl game that doesn't have Mr. Clean Tidy Bowl in front of it, they better win.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this will be a shootout. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I'll also throw this out there. The last time Mizzou was ranked number 25 and Georgia was in the top 10, Mizzou won that game. So I'm just going to throw that out there. Also, I'm going to say I like Mizzou's offense. I like what they're doing. Larry Roundtree is going to put up some numbers at running back and such. And Connor Bozelak has been he's a true freshman at quarterback for Mizzou, and he's been pretty fantastic this year. So I'm not saying that Mizzou's going to win that game. And of course, we'll save the picks for later. But this is going to be a shootout.
Yeah, no Missouri bias either there.
I'm just telling you, I know a little bit about Mizzou.
Yeah, I mean, you do, and I respect that. And Georgia has a great defense when they're not playing Alabama.
They do. We've seen them plenty of times this year. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, number 10, Miami taking on number 17, UNC. It's looking to be a great ACC matchup. I think Mac Brown has proven that he's not too old to coach and can stay out of that commentator's booth for the next couple of years if he wants to, at least.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, he's shown it with the offense that they have, too. They can put up points in a hurry. And Sam Howell, he's got 26 touchdowns this year so far. He's fifth overall in college football with 26 touchdowns and over 3,000 yards passing. So, I mean, it's been a pretty impressive showing for UNC this year. But, of course, Miami, we know how athletic they are and what type of numbers they can put up to.
All right, taking a look at the NFL, which is a do or die week for a lot of teams. The Steelers are taking on the Bills. Mm-hmm. They're going to face off primetime Sunday in a game that could lead to some seeding implications. The Steelers really only need like 2 wins in the next 4 to clinch the AFC North. Right. While the Bills, who started off hot, are only 1 game ahead of Miami. Who would have thought that was going to happen at the end of the season? And they need to keep waiting to clutch.
Right, and they have kind of cooled off a little. They cooled off a little bit mid-season, but ever since the Hail Murray against Arizona, they've been kind of on a roll. So, it's going to be interesting because I also think that Washington kind of, in that game this past, was it Monday or Tuesday? Was that that was Monday.
This Monday.
I think in that game where Washington came out on top of Pittsburgh, I think they kind of exploited a few things against the Steelers, so maybe the Bills can catch up on that. We'll find out.
Well, that and the fatigue of being undefeated and everyone telling them that they're undefeated.
Right.
And then having that in the back of their head. And it's like, we can't lose a game.
Sure.
Like,
and every team goes through that, too.
And what was it like 3 weeks ago? I was just like, they're going to lose to someone stupid.
Yeah.
here comes the football team.
Right. Yeah.
Taking a look at the Ravens and Browns game. This is going to be pretty huge, too. This may be the biggest game with playoff implications. Who would have thought that the Ravens would wind up fighting to get into the playoffs, you know, and not just automatically be in a position to do that? They've had some bad losses keeping them out. And, man, the Browns finally have it together with what, only like their second winning season in 75 years.
Yeah, right. And this two games behind the Browns, the Ravens are. And who would, yeah, nobody would have thought that at this point in the season. But they've had some things happen. But this is the type of the year where we traditionally see the Ravens kind of turn it on towards the end of the season. And John Harbaugh is used to having to go through that. So it's going to be interesting. I think they're going to be a dangerous team to play down the stretch for anyone. And the Browns, we'll get to see what Baker Mayfield's really made of. He's got that 1-2 punch with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb behind him. But, I mean, can Baker Mayfield continue to put up the numbers?
Can he continue to put up the numbers? And also, can they cool off Lamar Jackson? Because he came back full
right.
Lamar.
Oh, yes, he did.
Like, yes, he was running like he was dragging to get another Heisman, even though he doesn't realize that he's not in college anymore.
Yep, and they're going to be even healthier this week against the Browns. That's going to be a great matchup.
So this is this week we allude to was crazy for the Big Ten. Ohio State's game with Michigan was canceled due to COVID. This keeps Ohio State a game short of six games played to be in the Big Ten Conference Championship. Bloomington, Indiana was so hyped for like 5 hours until the Big Ten was like, just kidding, we love you, Ohio State. You'll make us money. You're in.
Yep.
I mean, it makes sense if the playoffs allow a team with only six games in.
Right.
That makes money for the whole Big Ten Conference if Ohio State can make that happen.
Yeah, this is it's really interesting because obviously this is an unprecedented year and such. But keep in mind, this season was really created by the schools and the conferences because they knew that there was going to be consequences for some schools at some point down the line. So, I don't blame the Big Ten for, you know, doing this and whatnot because it's at the point where there's some separation between what is currently the top four teams and what the fifth team is right now. So I think that was very purposely done to just kind of create what we know is going to be end up being the college football playoff, what it looks like it's going to be anyway.
Yeah. Indiana and Northwestern, as good as they were this year,
right.
They were great teams.
They were.
They're not playoff teams.
No, and they're just not at that caliber yet. And Ohio State has really proven that they are at this point. And, you know, and kudos to Indiana for kind of being like, hey, you know, we want to see you guys succeed. And, of course, it's going to help everybody in the long run.
Yeah, especially if Ohio State manages to make it into the playoffs and manage to win, which I don't know. I don't think they've had enough of a sample size to think that they're – The Big Ten, I don't trust the Big Ten ever in football.
Right, yeah.
To be fair, because, I mean, we always think that Michigan's going to be a great team. And
sure.
They never are.
And it's been
a good team.
It's been a kind of a strange year because we didn't really expect much out of Indiana or Northwestern, especially to be where they are at right now. But they've been two of the better teams in the conference right now. But I still think that Ohio State's kind of head and shoulders above them right now.
All right, how about the playoffs? Who do we have in? Who do you have?
You know, I got exactly what it is right now, even though I think Notre Dame is number two. I think in the rankings, they're number two right now. I would put Clemson at number two over Notre Dame and then stick with Ohio State at number four. Although I think the toughest matchup for Alabama, as dominant as they've looked all year, is Ohio State.
OK, so what do you have as your four teams that would be in ranked?
I would have Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Ohio State.
Okay, so mine, I'm going only ACC versus SEC.
Oh, wow.
I'm going Bama number one, Clemson number two, Texas A&M number three.
Wow, that was a wild card.
And then I've got Notre Dame coming in at four. The reason why I think that is I think Bama is going to win the SEC championship. Clemson is going to get revenge on Notre Dame and win the ACC since they have Trevor Lawrence back. Ohio State, I don't think they get in because they didn't play enough games, which is their conference's fault for not starting as early. I know you don't like that answer. But I mean, they only started when COVID was worse.
Sure.
And they saw that they were losing dollars going out there. That's the whole reason.
And that's a fair point, too. So, I can't really argue, especially with putting Texas A&M in. Because, you know, we've had this conversation before, how ever since that Alabama game, Jimbo has had them on fire.
He was mad. Like, he lost that game, and he was mad.
Right, yes.
And he motivated, because he's a great motivator.
Absolutely, yeah.
Jimbo Fisher is one of the best coaches.
One of the top coaches in the nation.
That's the reason why Texas A&M paid him like $70 million to come there.
Yeah.
Which is why Texas is going to be stuck where they are. And they're looking over at their rival and they're just like, man, I wish we could pay $70 million for a good coach.
You're right. Yeah.
And then they kick the dirt.
That's exactly right. So, there's still a little bit of ways to go, but we'll find out.
And now Jack says tips to save your team from getting the sacko.
All right.
I changed it up a little bit.
It is playoff time in fantasy football now. If you're in the playoffs, chances are your team has stayed relatively healthy. But then again, there could be one or two guys on your team that you need to watch out for. Now, it's doubtful you're looking for a QB at this point in the season. But if you have someone that's been underproducing, Taysom Hill is in to start again this week for New Orleans. Because, once again, Drew Brees still out with injury. Taysom Hill, he's still available in 25% of the leagues. Don't know how much that fares in your league. Also, Kirk Cousins is another viable option, as he has had over 300 yards passing in each of his last three games. He's still available in over 50% of leagues. And if you're wondering about Jalen Hurts, he's getting his first career start over Carson Wentz for the Philadelphia Eagles against the New Orleans Saints. But I would stay away from this. Hurts is facing a tough Saints defense. You knew that. Saints would come out of the year having one of the better defenses in the league. But he is facing a tough Saints defense in his first career start. Not a safe play at all. At running back, Christian McCaffrey, he may not be back as expected. He's now dealing with a thigh injury. This is his third injury that he's had this year that he's dealing with. So don't bail on Mike Davis just yet. That being said, McCaffrey may still play, so keep an eye on that. It's still kind of up in the air at this point.
Just to cut you off, go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and say this. Christian McCaffrey should not play this season.
I would agree with that.
Pack
statement.
It in. You got that one game in. You got hurt. Save your career.
I'd agree with that assessment.
Don't take the miles off of you if you don't need to.
That's exactly
Mike Davis
right.
is fine. Teddy Bridgewater should be back this week.
That's a great point. That's absolutely the direction I'd go in. But I'm not a coach.
Yeah.
nor am I Christian McCaffrey. But moving forward, DeAndre Swift, we've been watching him for weeks. Of course, you know, he was recovering from a concussion. Then last week he had a non-COVID sickness. But he is another one to keep an eye on if he's available. If he can play, put him in your lineup. He's got a very favorable matchup against Green Bay, who does not have a great run defense whatsoever. But again, keep an eye to see if he's available. For the Washington football team, J.D. McKissic is in for the injured Antonio Gibson. And especially if you're in a PPR league, McKissic caught 10 balls last week for 70 yards. And you'll know he'll get plenty of looks from Alex Smith out of the backfield, as Alex Smith likes to dump off a lot of passes and such. And at wide receiver, it's likely that you're set. But one guy that's kind of boom or bust is Cole Beasley on Buffalo. Last week, he had 9 catches for 130 yards and a touchdown last week. He's still available in 35% of leagues out there. So he might be your best waiver wire pickup there. At tight end, now, in case you haven't noticed, Zach Ertz came back from IR for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's going to be a familiar target for Jalen Hurts in his first career start. So that could be another guy to look at. But even though I said stay away from Jalen Hurts, he may be wanting to go to the in the short field to Zach Ertz quite a bit. Another guy that could be an option for you is Cole Kmet on Chicago. Now, the rookie, he has been coming alive as of late. He had another touchdown this past week. Yet he has Mitchell Trubisky as his quarterback, so a huge downside there.
The thing is, he's a big guy, so it's easy for him to throw a wobbly, horrible pass from 5 yards away.
True.
And him to catch it.
So he may get a lot of targets. So that's your best bet for this week in fantasy football. Good luck to all you playoff teams, all you others, and are just playing for pride.
And the sacko. And to not get the sacko.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, taking a look at the pick'ems and point spreads for college and NFL. Going to go ahead and start off because there's not a Thursday or Friday game that is the top 25 team. So kicking it off 10 a.m. Saturday morning, Mountain Time. Number one, Bama taking on Arkansas. Bama is favored by 32. I think they're going to win by like 60.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough one for Arkansas. And this is Bama all the way.
Number nine, Georgia versus number 25, Mizzou. Georgia's favored by 13. I'm going to stick with Georgia. Surprised you didn't go Mizzou.
You know, I actually did change my pick on this ever since we had these like typed up. We laminate them and everything. I actually
sleep
did
with
change.
Them.
Yeah, right. No, I actually did change my pick. I'll show you right there. I marked it out. But I am going with Mizzou to beat the spread. I don't know that they'll win this game, but this will be a shootout, and I think it'll be a good one. I think it's going to be tighter.
All right, number 11, Oklahoma versus West Virginia. Oklahoma's favored by 14. I mean, as much as I want to say West by God Virginia, because it's my favorite thing to do with West Virginia, I'm going with Oklahoma.
Yeah, absolutely. And Oklahoma's been playing pretty well as of late, and I think they're going to keep rolling right here. I think they'll beat the spread on this one.
Number 14, Northwestern taking on Illinois. Northwestern is favored by 14. Gonna go ahead and say they're going to win by more than 14. Sorry,
yeah,
Lovey.
They've been impressive all year, and it's tough to bet against them at this point in the season, especially against Illinois. So, yeah, Northwestern in this.
Number 21, Colorado taking on Utah. No point spread on this, but Colorado's probably going to win it.
Kudos to Colorado for coming up in the rankings and such. I did not expect them to be ranked at this point. But, I'll go with Colorado over Utah.
Number 13, Coastal Carolina, our boys, taking on Troy. Mm-hmm. Favored by only 13.5.
Only 13.5.
No one knows where Troy is, so we're going to go with Coastal Carolina, right?
Yeah, Coastal Carolina in this one as well, yeah.
Number 10, Miami, taking on number 17, UNC. We talked about this one earlier. Mm-hmm. Miami is favored by 3. I'm going with UNC. I'm taking the upset.
I am as well. Yeah, I think that UNC, they've shown all year how unpredictable their offense can be, and I think they're going to kind of surprise Miami on this.
Number 16, Iowa, taking on Wisconsin. Wisconsin is favored by 1 point. Not going to sleep on Wisconsin. I think they're going to win this one.
I agree. I don't think Wisconsin's as bad as what they've shown in a couple games. And we can't say it's bad. They've played some good competition throughout the year, but I think this is one that they take.
They're better than being 2-2.
Absolutely.
Take a look at number 20, Texas versus Kansas. I don't know if you noticed my note in there.
I did, yes.
I put UT 29.5 LOL. Yeah, because it's going to be a whole lot more than that.
Yes, I would bet Texas by 70 in this.
Because remember, we started the season with Coastal Carolina beating Kansas.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean,
by a lot.
Yeah, by a lot.
It wasn't. I remember we looked up because we were seeing it like B-dubs, and we looked up, and I was like, Coastal Carolina's beating Kansas by like 30 points.
Yeah, right. We were.
It's probably not accurate, but I mean, still, I remember us just being like, wait a second.
Yeah, I think it ended up being like 50 something.
So, yeah. That's what our memory is.
Yeah, so anyways. Texas all the way.
Yeah. Going with number 6, Florida, taking on LSU. Florida, favored by 23. Not going to take LSU on this one.
Yeah, the Florida Trasks, they're gonna take this one against LSU. It's been a rough year for LSU, and that's going to continue.
Number 22, Oklahoma State taking on Baylor. Oklahoma State's favored by 5.5. I think their defense is going to be too much for Baylor to handle.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be far too much for them to handle. Oklahoma State's, and they've played some good teams all year, and this one's going to be, I think they're going to ride this one pretty easily.
Number 15, USC versus UCLA. Kind of surprised on the spread. USC's only favored by 2.5, even though they're ranked, and UCLA is not. I'm going to stick with USC because UCLA doesn't really field good football teams anymore.
No, not necessarily. Yeah, I'll stick with USC as well. I was shocked it was only 2.5, but USC pretty easy in that one.
Number 15, BYU taking on San Diego State. BYU is favored by 16.5. I think that BYU has doubt now, and I'm going to San Diego State.
Wow, really? That they're just kind of just going to dump the whole season here? No, I'm going to stick with BYU. They kind of show that they have more than enough tools to make that happen. So I'm going to go with BYU.
I'm going to go with the local flavor here. Boise State is taking on the Pokes, Wyoming. Boise State is favored by 11.5. I think the Boise State's going to pull this one off.
Yes.
I'm not going to say that one too loud.
No, I think that too.
I had to buy donuts the last time.
That's going to end up being the end of our show, pretty much, as no one's going to listen to us now. But, yeah, Boise State.
I had to buy donuts the last time I went against Wyoming and was right. So we're just going to go ahead and skip on over to the NFL. Just dance on out. Tonight's game. Got the Pats taking on your Rams.
Yep.
Rams favored by 5. I'll go ahead and stick with the Rams.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Rams. I mean, I think the Pats are going to have a tough time scoring. If Jared Goff can limit the mistakes, then I think the Rams can get that point spread pretty easily.
And then Sunday's nightcap, I accidentally put that first. Steelers and Bills. Buffalo is favored by 2.5. I'm going to go with the Steelers.
You know what? This is an interesting game because this was the first loss that I had on the schedule. Once they got to about like 6 or 7-0,
yeah.
I was thinking, okay, well, they're probably going to lose to Buffalo like when they play them. And so I'm going to go ahead and stick with that because, as I said, I think the Washington football team kind of exploited some things against the Steelers. And I'm going to go with the Bills in this one. They're kind of rolling right now.
All right, Texans taking on the Bears. Texans are favored by 1. Might as well put 100 behind there. Texans are going to win this one.
Yeah, I'm going to take Texans as well. I think it will be a little bit lower scoring than we expect, but Texans over the Bears.
I'm fully anticipating that the Bears are going to lose their last 10 games total.
I mean, it depends. I mean, you know, their defense is still relatively decent, but, you know, they have the Trubisky's as their quarterback. So
a game so bad that it got flexed out, the Bengals and the Cowboys.
Oh, man.
Because that was supposed to have been the Sunday night game, but it got flexed because neither team is good.
Yeah.
Cowboys are favored by 2.5. You know, go with the Cowboys because they literally lost their entire offense. The Bengals did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Imagine America's team. I put air quotes around that, by the way. But imagine America's team getting flexed out. But yes, this game is going to be kind of bad. But I'm going to go ahead and go with the Cowboys. I mean, Andy Dalton can still manufacture some sort of points. I was surprised what they did. They were able to do against the Ravens this past week. So they're at least pretty relatively competitive. And I think they'll get this one over the Bengals.
Also, Andy Dalton's going to have a chip on his shoulder because he was basically fired.
Yeah.
From the Bengals.
Yeah.
It's like, you're so bad you can't play in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so there is that factor.
Dolphins and Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 7. I'll go ahead and stick with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'll go with the Chiefs for the just main factor of the Patrick Mahomes factor, really. Dolphins, I can't see them staying in this one.
Giants versus Cardinals. Cardinals are favored by 1.5. I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to say that the Giants, they've been on a roll. They're trying to get that, you know, losing season playoff clinch.
Yeah. And you know what? Arizona's been kind of in a downward spiral right now. And, you know, the Giants are on the upswing. Then they're leading the NFC East right now, as crazy as that sounds, at, 5-7? So it's going to be, you know, whether they have Wayne Gallman's running the ball pretty well. And I know that Arizona, they struggled against the run. The Rams pretty much ran right all over them last week. So, I'm going to take Giants in this one.
It's going to be great whenever the 2020 Super Bowl champs going to be the Giants.
Right.
Vikings and Bucks. The Bucks are favored by 6.5. There's no reason for me to not think that Tom Brady isn't going to win this one.
Yeah.
Wrote Tom Brady.
That's exactly right. As my pick, I put Tom Brady. I think he's going to go.
That's a winner.
I think he's going to go off in this one. You know, they're 7-5. And honestly, Buccaneers have actually played a relatively tough schedule this year. But I think this one, you know, they're coming off their bye week. Tom Brady's going to come out just wanting to throw it all over the field, and I think he's going to do so with that very talented receiver squad, and I think they're going to put up a lot of points and win this one pretty easily.
And the next game, will also get us kicked out of Wyoming. The Broncos are taking on the Panthers. There's no spread on that, but I think Teddy Two Gloves is going to be a little too much for anything the Broncos can muster up.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I think the Panthers, they have too much talent on offense for Denver to stick with them right now, because there's a lot of question marks in Denver's offense. As much as they have some solid strong points in there, obviously Melvin Gordon, Jared Judy, and more, but at the same time, just too many questions. I'll go with the Panthers.
Jags and Titans. Titans are favored by 7.5. going to stick with the Titans on that one.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Titans. I mean, I think they're going to be ready to come back after that loss last week against Cleveland and such. So the Jags, they're just not going to be able to hang.
I think Gardner Minshew's back this week, because I read that he had begged for the starting job back.
He did. But, you know, I'd say Tennessee's going to roll this one pretty well. And I think Peyton Tannehill is going to be back this week.
He was back last week. He made some good plays last week.
He did, yeah.
And he was sitting on my bench on fantasy. Colts and Raiders. The Colts are favored by 3. I'm going to go with the Raiders. I think Gruden's going to out. They're the same team, basically. First off,
yeah, they pretty much are. Yeah, yeah. I think Colts in this one, Colts have been winning some tough games recently. You know, they beat Green Bay a few weeks back in that overtime victory last week. You know, hanging on to beat Houston, who's playing every team tough right now. But I think the Colts in this one, they're putting just enough up there to beat teams, and I think Raiders are still kind of struggling.
All right, the Jets and the Seahawks. Seahawks are favored by 13.5. I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Seahawks. They win pretty easily in this one. I wrote sea bags on that was what I used to call them when I had this vengeful rival against them because of the Rams. Anyway, but I'll still have. Yeah, I do. But the Seahawks, they will win this one very easily. Seahawks by 20.
All right, Lions and Packers. Packers are favored by 7.5. I'm going to stick with the Packers.
I'm going to say that the Lions stick with Green Bay in this game. I'm not going to say that they're going to beat them outright, but I think they're going to beat that spread because for whatever reason, it always seems that when there's a Packers and Lions game, it always comes down to a one-possession game, as for whatever reason that is. But I'm going to say, this was also kind of biased on my part because there's about five Green Bay players on the team that's going against me in the playoffs. And for that to not come to fruition of them beating me, I need the Lions defense to step up. So
that means Packers by 90. All right, Saints and Eagles. Saints are favored by 6.5. I'm going to stick with the Saints.
Yeah, I'll go with the Saints. You know, it's the first start for Jalen Hurts. And even though, you know, I hope he plays well, but at the same time, Saints are just too tough, even with Taysom Hill at quarterback.
2 years in a row, the Saints have had Drew Brees get injured and miss a decent time. Amount of games.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still just as good.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy the way it's worked out, but I mean, you know, they're still winning the NFC South right now, and going into this one, and it's still going to be at least another week before Drew Brees comes back. But I mean, you know, this is another week they're looking probably at a win.
Yeah, because they're looking at what, their 11th win on the season this week.
Yeah,
something like that. Falcons and Chargers, a game that nobody wants to watch. Falcons are favored by 2.5. I'm going to stick with the Falcons.
I'm going to go with the Chargers because Atlanta has the worst defense in the league. So
they do have the worst defense in the league.
But I'm going to say that Justin Herbert's going to be putting up some points, as will Keenan Allen's going to be putting up some fantasy points. So watch that.
My problem with the Chargers is mainly it seems like they just don't know how to win.
No, they really don't. But at the same time, I don't think Atlanta does either.
Well, they know how to win, but they also know how to let the other team come back and beat them.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
I think both of them kind of do that. So they're really the same team.
Yeah, it'll probably be a shootout, and it's probably going to be some 33-31 game or something.
The football team is taking on the Niners. San Francisco is favored by 3.5 points. I'm going with the football team.
I'm going with the football team as well. They've been kind of impressive this year. Even at their record right now, it's better than what I thought they would be coming into the season. And Alex Smith, by the way, kudos to him for, you know, he's just him stepping on the field. He's comeback player of the year. But I mean, the go through the adversity that he's come through and still put together some solid games for them. That's awesome. So I think the football team in this one.
All right, finally, our Monday night game, the Browns and the Ravens. The Ravens are favored by a point. I'm going to stick with the Ravens because I think they just have a little bit more than the Browns have.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson's going to come back. Yeah. Well, he came back last week and he was very dominant. And
yeah.
I think he's going to do that again.
Yeah, I think right now this is going to be a dangerous time down the stretch to play Baltimore throughout for any team throughout the rest of the season, because John Harbaugh, just for whatever reason, it seems that like his team just always turns it on at this point in the season. And I think they're going to be tough to play. They're going to be back more healthier, even healthier than they were last week, as you know, they've had some people recover from the COVID list and such. I think they take this over Cleveland.
All right, that is going to do it for us. We'll be back on Tuesday probably to cover Super Tuesday and everything that's going on with college basketball, because there are just so many college basketball games happening in a week. We have to split this into two.
Yep.
And so that means that you need to go ahead and make sure whatever you're listening to us on, that you set up a notification, because like Tuesday, you'd be like, oh, this is like my middle of the week treat.
Yeah. You know?
I can listen to them argue about college basketball. Great.
Right.
All right. We'll see you Tuesday.
Bye.
You just listened to The Pregame with Matt and Jax.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.